When have you been held back from a relationship that you couldn't fix? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Have you ever had a time in your life where you felt separated from someone you really wanted to be with? Maybe you were held back by social expectations or distance or by a break in your relationship. In that situation, someone needs to make amends or offer forgiveness to bring the two of you back together. Today's story, The Scarlet Curtain by Anna Tuckfield, is about just that. "Quick, this way!" Reese yelled, motioning with his arm for the large group of people to turn down yet another oak-paneled corridor. Everyone followed, all suddenly getting a hopeful feeling that their endless wandering through this wooden labyrinth was finally coming to an end. So, with a new light in their eyes and energy in their step, the group rounded the corner after Reese and stopped short. For there, between two walls of a cathedral-sized room, stretched an enormous, imposing curtain. Its scarlet fabric hung ominously still, draping down from the ceiling like a frozen fabric waterfall.
What is that?"
A girl named Kyleria voiced the question in everyone's mind.
I'm not sure," Reese replied quietly.
He unsheathed his iron sword and cautiously approached the eerily still curtain. Reese put out his hand and pushed, but instead of yielding to his touch and moving back, the curtain stayed perfectly still.
"It's solid!" he yelled in surprise.
He hefted his sword and lunged at the curtain, but his blade didn't make a scratch. The people murmured among themselves and someone called out,
"So, is this a dead end? We can't turn back now. There has to be a way through,"
Kyleria said, notching an arrow and taking aim at the curtain.
"There is."
Immediately, the room became silent.
"Who said that?"
Reese asked, his eyes searching the crowd.
"I did."
Suddenly, the crowd parted, revealing a man clad in a simple tunic and trousers. The man walked forward towards Reese and Kyleria, stopping just feet from the scarlet fabric.
"One way. One person can open this curtain and open a way through. Only one is worthy."
The people watched breathlessly as he drew from a sheath at his side a glowing white sword.
"I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I open the way by dying."
He lifted his tunic and revealed an enormous scar. No one could survive such a wound.
"But," he said, "I have come back to life."
And with that, he raised the magnificent sword and cut the curtain in two. So let's talk about this a little more. Putting our trust in Jesus is the only way for us to enter relationship with God, who made us and loves us more than we could imagine. When Jesus died on the cross, the curtain in the temple was literally torn in two from top to bottom. That's in Mark 15 and Luke 23. It's important to know a few things about this curtain. When God instructed his people in how to build the tabernacle and later the temple, he said, "Make a special curtain with skillfully embroidered cherubim." That comes out of Exodus 26. This curtain separated the Holy of Holies, where God's presence dwelt, from the rest of the temple. And the woven cherubim remind us of the cherubim and flaming sword in Genesis 3:24, who blocked the way to the tree of life in the Garden of Eden after Adam and Eve rejected God and rebelled against him. That tree of life only became accessible to us again when Jesus walked through the swords to open the way. By letting himself be put to death, Jesus tore the curtain. All because God loves us and he doesn't want us to be separated from him. Now, if you want to learn more about what it means to put your trust in Jesus and enter a relationship with God, then you can read more about it when you go to unlocked.org and tap Know Jesus in the menu. And if you want to dig deeper, read John 14, 5 and 6 in chapter 20, verses 24 through 29. Jesus is the only one whose death could open the curtain because he is both fully God and fully human, and he never sinned, so he could take the punishment for all our sins.
Why is it so important to remember that Jesus is the only one who could rescue us from sin and death and make the way for us to know God and be with Him forever? Consider taking some time to thank Jesus for this wonderful gift He has given us. Now, you and I can read what Jesus said in John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. And dive into God's word for more in Mark 15, verses 37 and 38, Hebrews 6, 19 and 20, and Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 22, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And if you want to learn more about the story of Jesus written throughout the Bible, then Unlocked is just the place for you to be. You can get a free print subscription sent to you 4 times a year so you can get deeper into the discussion questions and journal entries. Get yours for free at unlocked.org and tap subscribe in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how God still does miracles even today. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.